Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a scourge that is really affecting Pennsylvania. That is the overdose death rate here in the Commonwealth. We've been trying to address the opiate problem and the heroin problem here in the state, and we're just struggling with this problem. Talk to us about what's going on and what we can do to address this.
Yes, thank you for the good question. Earlier this week, I participated in a press conference at the state capitol to unveil a report by the Pennsylvania State Coroners Association that revealed nearly 7 Pennsylvanians died each and every day as a result of the drug overdose epidemic that we are engaged in. And according to the report, 2,489 people died of drug-related causes in Pennsylvania during the 2014 calendar year. Sadly, during my time working on the new state law to create an enhanced prescription drug monitoring database, I found that the growing problem of prescription drug abuse all too often leads to heroin abuse because it's often cheaper and more easily accessible. I have also learned that our country's drug epidemic does not leave any gender, age group, or race untouched, nor does it discriminate by geography, as the problem is growing in rural communities, inner cities, and everywhere in between. Unfortunately, Americans have developed an insatiable appetite for prescription drugs, as it's estimated over 250 million scripts, prescriptions, are written every year. Recognizing the severity of the problem, the General Assembly has recently enacted several laws designed to help counter the rise in drug-related deaths, including Act 191 of last year that I helped author, which creates a prescription drug monitoring program in an effort to address prescription drug abuse, doctor shopping, and drug diversion. We also passed another law, Act 139 of last year, which provides immunity from prosecution on minor drug-related offenses to someone who reports a drug overdose and makes the potentially life-saving opiate overdose reversal drug, naloxone, available to emergency services personnel, law enforcement, and even family or friends of someone who is at risk of an opiate overdose. We also passed a couple other bills, Act 53 and Act 40 of 2013, which requires the tracking of sales of ephedrine and pseudoephedrine through the use of an electronic system that monitors sales in real time to prevent purchases from exceeding legal limits, and also which aims to keep state laws up to date with the constantly changing compounds used to create bath salts and synthetic marijuana. What was interesting about the coroner's report at the press conference is that 50% of the overdose deaths have to do with prescription drug opiates and heroin. And then the next category of overdose deaths was cocaine. And believe it or not, 205 of those deaths were a result of marijuana. It's becoming a very, very serious epidemic that we need to continue to be vigilant on. I am introduced several other pieces of legislation as the Health Committee Chairman that deals with precursor drugs and illegal illicit drugs that keep being created and manufactured to get around the list of illegal drugs that we already have on the books. So it's a work in progress. We're dedicated and committed to fighting the war on drug addiction and overdose deaths. We need to bring these statistics down. And unfortunately, 7 people die every day in Pennsylvania because of this terrible, terrible disease of drug addiction.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.